Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Go back in time to something that you really wanted when you were a child. And you were denied. You were told that no, you couldn't have it. Because this is going to be really important for why it can be still a challenge for you to get your goals, or once you get them, to keep them, or once you get them and keep them, to feel fulfilled and satisfied with them. So think about something you really wanted as a child, and then the denial that happened around that, because it set up something very important known as a heuristic. And a heuristic is simply a fancy word for a subconscious shortcut. Now, what's your subconscious? Your subconscious is the part of your mind that runs all of your habits and patterns. And success, failure, getting what you want, keeping what you want, and being happy and joyful with what you've got. Well, all of those are habits and patterns. So a heuristic is a shortcut that the subconscious learned. And what it does is it helps you to find just adequate answers to difficult problems. In other words, it makes the complex as simple as possible. But then therein lies the challenge, because for children, well, they don't understand that when they're told no on something, that there's probably a lot of different reasons for it. Nope, that's not what the mind does. It says, give us a shortcut. And so there are four steps to the shortcut when you're told no on something. Number one, what should you remember? So it's what is important about the situation. And in this situation, what was important is that you were told no. Then step number two, as little detail as possible, but instead emotion. What emotions were you feeling? Then step three, what was the meaning around those emotions about you? Did you feel like you weren't good enough? Did you feel like everybody else always gets what they want, but not you, that you have to settle for what's left over? And then step number four, this is how life will be. So try to avoid asking for these types of things, because you're going to get a no. And now we have a process in place that whenever you move towards a goal that is similar to what you were looking for back then, no, not asking for a pony, but instead going, you know what? I'd really enjoy that. I'd really enjoy that vacation. I'd really enjoy that outing with friends. Whatever the pony meant to you as far as emotions, well, now, when you go after a goal that has similar emotions, the answer is no. And because it was a difficult problem made to be just adequate, the easiest answer is because you're not good enough. So what is it that you need to do? You need to be able to flip those emotions. By the way, you want assistance with this? Go to drewdawnferguson.com/2021, because you are going to see how to start putting the fun and fulfillment and joy and passion and excitement back into your goal getting. because the subconscious mind must experience emotions for it to run properly. But it goes by a law, like creates like. And if you're going off the emotional energy of no, which is what you learned when you were a child, then whenever you go after your goals today, that emotional energy of no is going to try to stop your progress. It's going to try to slow you down. And then it's going to tell you, well, yeah, you got it, but you're not going to be able to keep it or be happy with it, because the answer is no. Let's turn those denials into dreams, into reality. DrewDawnFerguson.com/2021. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to DawnLandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis.